Boker Tov, good morning. Erev Shabbat Shalom. We are about 8 to 9 hours away from Shabbat. It's an inspiring feeling with Adonai Hashem. We're almost there. One more Shabbat away. And then we are finishing off Parashat Mishpatim today. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shlema of all the Cholim. V'chladam, Chemdam, Baruch HaMachan, Dushan, and Lechan, and Lechan, and Lechan, Sarvan Munir Shalom Sara David Munir Khalifa Davar Kabad Khabir Kabad Sara Shalom Sara Farman Nam Shalom Khana 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 Yam Yam Farah Khabza Khana 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 Sim Khab bin Malka Yam Khabza Munir Khana Nam Nam Sara Khana Sara Khana Gabir Khana Raha Dan Ben Sara Khana Yam Tamar Malka Shalom Nam Dan Khana Yusuf Nam Shalom Shalom Pina Yusuf Nam Fadani Yam Dinas Khana Khana Adina Ba Kabir Yam Gamad Shalom Khana Khana Ma Khana Ma Sara Man Khana Bin Malka Shalom Nam Batil Abat Minam Sara Khana Fa Yam Gadir Ma Sara Khana Nam Dan Hillel, Yitzchak, Ben Esther, Havdil, Nishmat, Rachel, Bet Eliyahu, David, Ben Eliyahu, Boaz, Ben Amram, Dina, Tamron, Tamar, Rachel, Ben Amram, Moshe, Ben Rafael, Eliyahu, Yosef, Zan, Kimon, Shifu, Mitzchayim, Shem, Moshe, Yalef, Ben Eliyahu, Havdil, Ben Eliyon, Deborah, Bat Miriam. Okay. Parashat Mishpatim. Towards the end of the parasha, there's one mitzvah in the parasha that is a very, very vital and important mitzvah that we have in our day-to-day lives. Every single day of our life, we think about this mitzvah. And the pasuk says, Lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo. You're not allowed to cook a child in its mother's milk. What is this mitzvah? This is actually a mitzvah that appears 3 times in the Torah. It's 3 times exactly the same words. And the reason is, the Gemara teaches us, is one time it's teaching us you're not allowed to cook meat and milk together. One time it tells you you're not allowed to eat milk and meat cooked together. And one time it's teaching you that you're not allowed to even benefit from milk and meat cooked together. Meaning, I can't go and take something that was meat and milk mixed together, cooked together, and sell it, for example, and make money off of it. I'm not allowed to do that. But without getting into the halakhic terms of it, I want to understand the logic behind the mitzvah. Why does the Torah prohibit having meat and milk together? And why did the Chachamim go to such an extent that they even prohibit having milk after meat? You have to wait a certain amount of hours, and they extended it to chicken. And this is a very, very important topic, because this is every single day, and this is a question I think many people have. And of course, in the halakhic parameters, it applies all over. And the Chachamim instituted the laws of all of the rabbinic aspects of it, of waiting certain amount of hours, of waiting from meat to dairy, of waiting after chicken the same way, so on and so forth. And they instituted in order to make it as a gezerah, as a decree, just the same way we wait for red meat, we do the same thing for chicken. But I want to understand the logic behind it. And I think if we understand the logic behind the pasuk, we can actually understand why the Chachamim were so strict to make so many different boundaries for this mitzvah. And usually throughout our Torah, and I'll give you an example, throughout the Torah, the Chachamim usually, when it comes to something very important, like a mitzvah that's very important, the Chachamim institute many different rabbinic boundaries so you don't violate the Torah. I'll give you one example. We have the laws of Muktzeh. What are the laws of Muktzeh? The laws of Muktzeh are laws that are only from the Chachamim, are only rabbinic laws that the Chachamim forbade you to move certain items, lest you come to, God forbid, use them on Shabbat or break Shabbat using those items. So they were worried that you may break the Torah and break one of the most important mitzvot, which is Shabbat. So they said, we're going to make these laws of Muktzeh to protect you. Now let's understand the mitzvah. Lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo. You cannot take a child and cook it in its mother's milk. Why not? Why not?
Not a child.
A kid, thank you. Sorry, my kid. You cannot take a kid and cook it in its mother's milk. Thank you. Why not? Because when you take, imagine taking a kid and you cook it in its mother's milk. Now, how does that make the mother feel? How does that make any of them feel? You're basically taking, it's not like taking it and cooking it in another mother's milk. In its own mother's milk, the Torah said. You're literally taking the child and you're doing the most cruel, disgusting thing. You're saying, we're not only going to kill the kid, and not only going to kill you, we're going to kill you and we're going to cook you in your mother's milk. So Torah says, because this is such a cruel act, we're going to forbid this, but we're not only going to forbid this, we're going to forbid any possible way that it can even come to do this. Anyway, so not only this, it's not only cooking in its mother's milk, cooking in any other mother's milk. Why? Because you may come to do it in your own mother's milk. In any type of way that will lead you to have the connection with meat and milk together, we're going to forbid it and separate it so that you don't come to do this such a cruel action. And I think this is why the Torah prohibits it. The Torah is saying, because it's such a cruel thing to do, along with all of the other reasons there are many other reasons, but one very vital reason is that it's such a cruel action for a person to take a kid and cook it in its mother's milk, so the Torah prohibits that and prohibits any other way to be able to reach that. And so this is why, when it comes to all the different rabbinic aspects of the mitzvah, the Torah is prohibiting it in order to protect us. Now what happens, you see many times, people are very lax. You have some people, that they don't necessarily care so much. There are some people, and this is a very, very small percentage of Jews in Am Yisrael, they don't care. I'm going to go and eat pig, I'm going to eat whatever I want. What happens to those people when they eat that food, spiritually? If you understand the reason behind the mitzvah, now you understand what happens to them when they eat such a food. If you take meat and milk, something that was cooked, meat and milk together, and a person eats something like that, now what happens to them? They are eating something that the reason behind it comes from don't be cruel and don't be careless for a person's feelings, for even an animal's feelings. So if the Torah is trying to teach us not to be careless, to be careful and cautious, not even to hurt an animal, when a person takes an animal, non-kosher, that was cooked in his mother's milk, right? Or any type in that category, and eats it, they are representing that meaning and saying that I don't necessarily have that type of feeling and care for animals. Now, why does the Torah care so much for us to have caution not to hurt an animal? Right? Do animals have feelings? Do animals care? Can we speak to an animal to understand how they feel when we hurt an animal, when something like that happens? And I think the answer is always, the Torah is always trying to put a lot of care and attention to make sure that we don't even hurt even objects sometimes. Why? In order for us to teach ourselves to make sure we care not to hurt other people. That's always the message. Where do we see this most? There's a story in the Torah itself. We actually just read this recently with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, when he was born, he was put into the water. He was saved. The daughter of Paro took him out. Later on in the story, when Moshe became the Jewish leader, what happened? Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, you're going to bring these 10 plagues. Okay, the first plagues that required hitting the water, Moshe was not the one to hit the water. Who was the one to hit the water? Aharon. Why? The Chachamim explained, because you're the one that was saved from the water, you can't be the one to hit the water. You have to show appreciation to the water. Let me ask you a question. Appreciation to water? Does water have feelings? Does water care?
Water.
You hit the water, does water. It matter? Let me see. Does water care? You can talk about water all day long and it doesn't care. So what does that mean? So the Chachamim were trying to teach you, it's not the water you have to care for. It's think about you. Think about the person. It says you thinking not to hurt water, not to hurt something that gave you, that gave to you, even it be an inanimate object. It's not a real living object, not a real living being. Still, the Torah is telling us, have care to make sure you don't hurt something like that, to teach you how much more so you should have care not to hurt human beings, not to hurt other people. And I think this is really the essence behind the mitzvah. The mitzvah of not cooking a kid in its mother's milk is teaching you to have care for animals. To have care, make sure you don't do something so cruel to take a kid and cook it in its mother's milk. Why? Because that's the cruelest type of act you can do. And that goes with all of the boundaries now to it too. That's why the Chachamim institute so many different types of boundaries. Forbidding chicken, forbidding time, 6 hours, 5.5 hours, many different opinions, so long you have to wait. Why? The logical reason behind it, in my opinion, is because the Torah is trying to teach you this is a very important mitzvah because you have to make sure not to be cruel towards animals. So we slowly, slowly ingrain in our minds and educate us not to be cruel, God forbid, to other people. And B'zar Hashem, when we understand this mitzvah and we upkeep this mitzvah to the highest level, Hashem should bless us and open up our eyes and see clarity. And B'zar Hashem, we should always be strengthening ourselves to always be better around other people because that's the main goal. The Gaon says, and I'll finish with this, the Gra says that our main purpose in this world is to be working on our character every single day. If a person is not working on their character traits, the Gra says, Lama lo chayim. What's the purpose of life? There's no purpose of life if you're not working on yourself. So we learn from our Torah, how do we treat animals? We have to be careful not to hurt an animal to teach you to be careful not to hurt other people. Shabbat shalom.